You won't believe what's happening in Washington. The United States Senate Banking Committee has officially scheduled a pivotal markup session for May 14. It is all about the Clarity Act.
That date is going to be huge. This procedural milestone represents a significant potential turning point for digital assets, driven notably by the legislation's nominally bipartisan support.
Exactly. In a political landscape often defined by partisan division, the Clarity Act has secured backing from both Democrats and Republicans.
This unity signals that the core objective of the bill addresses fundamental problems that cross ideological lines, specifically financial stability and consumer protection.
Consequently, this level of consensus significantly increases the likelihood of the bill passing through the Senate and eventually reaching the president's desk for signature.
The primary function of the Clarity Act is to resolve the long-standing regulatory uncertainty that has historically plagued the sector.
For years, businesses operating in the United States have navigated a complex and often contradictory landscape of rules, leading to compliance failures and market instability.
The Act seeks to define specific registration requirements and delineate the boundaries between federal and state jurisdiction.
By establishing a clear roadmap for legitimate operation, the legislation aims to remove the legal ambiguity that currently stifles innovation and deters institutional participation.
For a startup building a stablecoin platform or a payment processor, knowing the exact rules is as critical as having the capital to operate.
The Clarity Act aims to eliminate these foggy waters and provide a definitive path for compliance.
Understanding the upcoming markup session is vital for stakeholders. In congressional procedure, this is a critical step where the full committee reviews the bill, discusses its provisions, makes amendments, and solidifies its official stance.
Essentially, it is where the details are fleshed out. Once the session concludes, the committee votes to send the bill to the full Senate for consideration or reject it.
Therefore, the May 14 session will be watched closely by industry stakeholders, investors, and legal experts. If the committee approves the Clarity Act, it moves the legislation significantly closer to becoming law.
However, if the committee votes to kill it or make changes that dilute its effectiveness, the industry will need to look for alternative regulatory pathways or continue to advocate for the original intent of the bill.
The implications of a successful Clarity Act extend far beyond the walls of the Senate. The cryptocurrency market is heavily influenced by regulatory news.
A clear, enforceable, and stable set of rules can unlock institutional capital that has been waiting on the sidelines due to fear of compliance risk.
Banks and traditional financial institutions are still hesitant to fully embrace digital assets without a clear regulatory framework.
By supporting this act, the Senate Banking Committee is sending a message that the United States is willing to integrate crypto into the broader financial system safely.
This could lead to increased collaboration between traditional banks and crypto-native firms, fostering an environment where innovation can thrive under the umbrella of consumer protection.
It also reduces the risk of rogue actors exploiting regulatory gaps.
Historically, regulatory issues in Washington often become partisan battlegrounds, but the Clarity Act appears to have found common ground between Democrats and Republicans.
This unity suggests that the industry's need for oversight is being recognized as a fundamental requirement for financial stability and consumer protection rather than a partisan issue.
When a bill commands such support, it significantly increases the likelihood of passing through the Senate and eventually reaching the president's desk.
While the markup session on May 14 is a major milestone, it is not the final step. Legislation in the United States is a lengthy process that involves the House of Representatives, conference committees, and presidential approval.
Even with bipartisan support in the Senate, there are still hurdles to clear. Nevertheless, the momentum generated by the Banking Committee's willingness to review the Clarity Act is a positive development.
As the industry continues to mature, the demand for regulatory certainty remains high. Staying informed about these legislative developments is crucial for anyone involved in the crypto ecosystem.
Whether you are an investor, a developer, or a business owner, the outcome of this session will shape the future landscape of digital finance in the United States.
The world is watching to see if the Clarity Act can truly deliver on its promise of bringing clarity to a complex industry.